This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A Taliban delegation traveled to Moscow and held talks with Russian officials Friday, a week after the United States abruptly called off a year-long peace dialogue with the insurgent group over U.S. troop presence in Afghanistan. Chief Taliban negotiator Sher Mohammed Abbas Stanikzai, who's leading the insurgent delegation, told Russia television his team had hammered out a formal agreement with the American negotiators, and the two sides together with Qatar hosted and mediated the talks, prepared for a deal signing ceremony when President Trump surprisingly declared the process as dead. Last Saturday, Mr. Trump called off the talks and secretly arranged meetings at Camp David with insurgent negotiators as well as Afghan President Ashraf Ghani. The negotiators stressed in his interview to the Russian broadcaster that the Taliban is committed to returning to the negotiating table because the conflict in Afghanistan had no other solution. However, he said, the Taliban is prepared to fight 100 more years, and American side is not willing to negotiate, and that they do not want a peace on the table. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan assured residents of disputed Kashmir on Friday that he will expose what he calls India's oppression and human rights violations in the region when he addresses the UN Security Council or General Council this month. He warns that India's recent actions concerning the disputed region of Kashmir will give rise to extremism among Muslims in India and around the world. He made the comments in a speech in Pakistan held Kashmir, his first there since India revoked Kashmir's special status 5 weeks ago. This is VOA News. An explosive and fire has struck a major Saudi Aramco oil processing facility in the kingdom's east. Online videos included the sound of gunfire in the background. Smoke rose over the skyline and glowing flames could be seen a distance away. State media in Saudi Arabia did not immediately report the incident. The Dubai-based satellite channel first acknowledged the blaze, citing its own correspondent in the area. The channel said the blaze had been brought under control without elaborating or offering a cause. Saudi Aramco describes its processing facility there as the largest crude oil stabilization plant in the world. It has been targeted in the past by militants. Al-Qaeda suicide bombers tried but failed to attack the oil complex in February of 2006. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is warning Europe to share the refugee burden or face a new wave of migrants as Turkey fears a new influx of Syrian refugees. Erdogan's threat coincides with the surge of migrants entering Greece from Turkey. According to the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, 8,100 migrants arrived at the Greek islands in August. Syria's Idlib province is the last rebel enclave in that country in the civil war, and it's under siege from Damascus forces. Earlier this month, though, the Turkish Red Crescent said 500,000 refugees fled toward the Turkish border to escape the fighting. Some signs of progress in the ongoing trade war between the U.S. and China ahead of a new round of talks next month. AP's Zaria Shockley.
The Chinese state news agency says Beijing will lift punitive tariffs imposed on U.S. soybeans, pork, and some other farm goods ahead of trade negotiations. The move follows President Donald Trump's decision to postpone a planned October the 1st tariff hike on Chinese imports to October the 15th. Hopes are growing that the two sides might defuse a prolonged dispute that is threatening global economic growth, but there has been no sign of progress on the main issues in their sprawling conflict over trade and technology. I'm Zaria Shakili.
And Hong Kong pro-democracy activists planned sit-ins at shopping malls on Saturday after a night in which protesters took to the hills to form lantern-carrying human chains, the latest demonstrations in months of unrest in the Chinese-ruled city. Demonstrators also plan to gather outside the British consulate Sunday to demand that China honors a British joint declaration that was signed in 1984. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.